You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined on the line with Radio Free Alice. How's it going, guys?
It's going very well, thank you. We just played a show in London. First headline show, we're feeling
big
good.
Big stuff. How exciting. You're doing a tour over in the UK at the moment. Just played your first show now, tonight. Currently, what, 10 p.m, 11 p.m. over there?
11 p.m.
Jeez.
We just finished first headline show in London. A long time overdue. It feels great. It was such a fun show.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining me on the air tonight for you, this morning for us. Busy day, and now to end off your day with an interview, because you've just released your newest single, 2010, released on the 9th of May. An absolute tune, by the way. I was so excited to see that you had this new single out. How does it feel to have the single released?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's been a song that we've been playing live for, 7-8 months now. So to finally have it out, it's exciting. It's one of our favorite songs, definitely one of our best. So to finally have it out, it feels great. The video that we got done for us, a guy called Joel Wilson, Melbourne guy, a friend of ours, we just loved. And it's really exciting. Yeah, we love the song. And it feels like people connect with it as well, so it feels good.
For sure. Can you tell us a bit about the inspirations behind the single? It's called 2010. Was there something specific that kind of happened in that year that sparked the song?
It was the year, lyrically, it was the year that I moved to Australia, so it was kind of an interesting year for me. But it was also it's a year that I think we're all kind of the same age. We were 9 or 10, sort of. I feel like it's a formative year, and in the context of the song, it's kind of a song about young love and feeling alone and wanting to be in love in a sort of outlawish sort of way. I don't know, 2010, it was a weird year for me. It also rhythmically works quite well. Two syllables.
2010.
2013, March. But
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's quite interesting. I feel like you can really hear the emotion kind of in this song, and it does kind of really resonate with you. And now you have released a fair amount of tunes over the last few years, starting off releasing your first single in 2020. How would you kind of say your music has developed since releasing your first track?
We're just more considered, I think. The first track or two, we lived in Sydney, and not to criticise Sydney, but we would feel that the scene in Melbourne is far more. There's just a lot of more really talented bands, also talented and ambitious and very communal, and you make a lot of friends and learn a lot from them. And I think just musically, since we moved, we grew a lot, and the bar was just lifted,
That being said, going back to Sydney, I feel like we've found a community there that has a lot of cool bands, and it's very vibrant there now. I feel like it's picking up in Sydney. So, it's as much as Australian music has not been the best thing in terms of the festivals that have been cancelled and that sort of stuff, I feel like from a grassroots standpoint, there's some really exciting bands coming up. So, yeah. It's great to be a part of it.
We've probably gotten more I just feel like we've gotten a little bit more considered about what we're going for. When we started, it was kind of more just indie pop with a new wave twist, and now it's I feel like we all really know what we are, even if it's we can't give it a phrase, a label. Post-punk's probably the closest thing, but we just kind of know what we're going for. We know our identity and it's a much more considered one than it was for the first couple singles.
Yeah, wow. Fair enough. I know this tune is very, very cool. I love the kind of post-punky vibe to it. And now you were saying you've kind of found your sound, you got your groove. Can we expect any more music coming out from you guys in the near future?
Yeah, the rest of the tracks from the EP are going to come out soon. I don't know if it's going to be like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, but soon. They're getting mastered currently. Mixed and mastered, but yeah, I mean, that's 2010 is the first single of the EP. That's it's gonna be soon,
yeah,
for sure.
Very
ideally while we're on tour,
yes,
which is a couple months. That's the plan. If everything is a plan, it'll be like a month.
That's super exciting. Yeah, because you're over in the UK, as we were mentioning before, and you're also playing some festivals, which is really cool, such as the Great Escape, Dot to Dot Festival, Live at Leeds, and some others. Is there any one in particular you guys are excited for?
Yeah, actually, the one you just didn't mention, it's called Rock for People in Czech Republic.
Oh.
And we're playing, I know that the Prodigy's on the lineup and a few others.
Wow.
That one for sure, that's like ridiculous, that lineup. Yeah, very surreal.
Yeah, I can't say I've heard of that one. But.
Yeah, and London Calling in Amsterdam as well.
Oh, wow. So heaps coming up from for you guys in the future. Some new music, lots of shows. Now, any possibility you'll be coming to New Zealand, little old New Zealand, sometime in the future? Oh, hello, are you guys there?
Yeah, I mean, all we need is one offer to play in one car park in one KFC, and we're there. Just give us an offer.
Okay, two.
Two car parks.
Well, you heard it there first. Any listeners out there that can offer Radio Free Alice a couple car parks to play in, then they'll be here in New Zealand. That'll be very exciting stuff. Well, thanks so much for coming on and having a chat with me today and amongst your super, super busy schedule.
No worries. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, all the best for the rest of the tour and those festivals happening later on, which is very exciting stuff.
Thank you. It's gonna be fun.
Radio 1 New Zealand, we love you.
Thank you so much. That was Radio Free Alice. Here is their newest single, 2010. Hope you enjoy and keep it locked on the one.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.